to share a few thoughts with everybody. The Franklin Habitat. He was a very remarkable man. And he had a conversation with the Lord. And if you read his prophecies, you see him speaking directly with the Lord. And he begins by asking the Lord, how can he allow things to go on so badly? How can wickedness and violence continue? And the Lord answers him, I'm not going to let it continue. I'm going to bring in, he used the Chaldeans to judge Israel. And then that raises up another question. Well, the Chaldeans are these wicked people. How can the Lord use this wicked instrument, the Chaldeans, to judge his people for their sin? And so the Lord goes on in the second chapter, he explains why. But it's very interesting to read this prophecy and see him speaking directly to the Lord, these questions that he has. And we have these questions in our lives too, things we don't understand, whether it's problems that come in to the assembly or bad things, we think bad things that happen in our life. It's nice to be able to talk to the Lord the way Habakkuk did. But in the end of chapter 2, in verse 20, I'll just read the verses off the turn there. Habakkuk comes to this conclusion, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. And Habakkuk realizes that the Lord is in control of everything. He has it all under control, and we can just leave it with him. And then the third chapter is a song that can be sung upon a certain instrument that can be played in Hebrew, I believe. And then at the end of the song, just want to mention the last few verses. In verse 17, Habakkuk here, I think, hits upon the secret. The Lord told him what it was in chapter 2, the just shall live by faith. He hits upon the secret of how you can live in this life with all of, as Wally said, the outlook being not very bright. He hits upon the secret of how you can live in this life. And our hymn touched upon it, and I just felt like the Lord wanted me to share this. It says in verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the flock shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like pine sweet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places with the chief singer on my stringed instrument. He said, things are not going to get better. Things are going to get worse and worse. And yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. And the Lord would make his feet like deer's feet. And you know what a deer does when there's trouble? It goes up. It always goes up the hill. And that's what we need to do too. And we could say, oh, it's joy to look above. And all of our blessings are in heavenly places. And Christ is there. He's our life. Everything we have is there. I shot a deer the other day, and it had been running. And when I got to the deer, it was dry. No sweat. That's because deer don't sweat. They have a problem. It's not a problem. It's the Lord made them, but it's a problem for running. They can run very fast, but only for a short distance. And Satan, he's trying to wear us out. And that's what he can do if we don't get up to our high places. And that's why a deer needs to run up the hill. And that's what we need to do too. Because Satan is trying to wear us out. And so we have everything we have is in heaven. That's where our life is. And the circumstances we pass through don't need to affect our state of soul. We can just look there where he is, and we can rise above whatever trouble is coming our path. So it's good. And God and Father, we thank you that we have the privilege to sit here this afternoon and have the ministry of thy word. We just pray that we would have that vision of Christ in glory, that it would have the effect that it ought to have in our hearts. We pray too that our hearts would be fixed as Jehoshaphat's heart was fixed and would not be troubled by the attacks of the enemy. We pray too, like Habakkuk learned, to be like the deer and to get up into our high places where we are seated right now with Christ in heaven. We just thank you that although Satan is trying to wear us out, it is just a look. Just a look there where our life is with Christ. And we can rise above the circumstances that we're in. So we just thank thee and pray for help through the rest of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.